Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin. Okay, this is based on being mid-month timely, I guess. But I actually really love speaking of things that are sort of arbitrarily decided but really fun and I get a lot out of. I don't know if this is a weird topic for this, but I love Black History Month.
Oh, were you looking for confirmation? Because yes.
Yeah.
However it is that we ended up with this month designated as Black History Month, online outfits and museums and accounts go all out to just share and celebrate all these incredible stories and elements of history. And I love it every single year. There's a comic book artist called Francesco Francavilla who every year has been doing like a picture a day series of different parts of Black history. And like now he's focusing in on like subgenres. I think it's this month it's going to be all like horror icons. But there's just a new portrait every day. Like and it's just a really wonderful thing. So I know that's like it's maybe kind of odd for this podcast. Maybe I should have been like, let's get a guest for this one. But I just think it's really great and would encourage you to take some time to dive into all of the many wonderful resources are out there. I know there's the Schomburg Center at the New York Public Library. They keep doing little like the New York Public Library Instagram is awesome. Side note. But
you're
they keep
so
sharing.
Cool, Amy. Like, well, so, you know all these things.
This is what I enjoy. I don't know. It made me like Instagram more. They keep tagging cool bits of history. There are a lot of people out there putting a lot of work into making this stuff more visible, and I really enjoy rewarding them by reading all their stuff, and you should too, because it's fun and great.
And if nothing else, who doesn't love a good excuse to educate yourself on stuff? Like, that's my, like, yeah, tell me about, like, people who may have not been written about in history because of the people who are writing the history at the time. That's fascinating to me. That's all I want. Yes, please make me better. Educate me on stuff. Teach me about like history that I've never heard before, about people who have done amazing things. Like that kind of stuff makes me so happy and excited. I love watching like documentaries or like video series where at the end I'm like, I am just this much a better person for knowing about that thing.
Knowledge is power. It is true. And of course, we like to say that, you know, every month should be Black History Month. Of course, you should continue educating yourself year round, and all the curriculums should always be diverse, the general rule that we get all of this year round.
That those
of course
stories don't get left out.
That there shouldn't have to be like a month, because we're always constantly learning about the stories that we didn't traditionally grow up with. But until that happens, like, I'm so glad that we do have a designated period of time where we can learn extra about stories that we didn't always get growing up. And I feel very fortunate too, because I feel like my traditional education was really supplemented by, I read a lot. My mom and dad would get me all sorts of books, like nonfiction books that made like history fun, about historical figures that you don't necessarily learn about in school, or you know, women in history, I would like to see traditional curriculums be more inclusive. And so, like, this is, yeah, Amy's right. Like, I'm really grateful for social media in that there's so many accounts that, like, promote all of the history that we don't get to know, and really go all out for this.
It's a small thing, but it made me so excited. When we're recording this, it was relatively recently the SAG Awards, and Black Panther won Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards, which is a huge, wonderful deal for me as a giant comic book fan and person who loved that movie. But Chadwick Boseman gave this beautiful speech, almost apparently unplanned, and he gave a shout out to the joy of the words are young, gifted, and black. Which is a song that Nina Simone wrote in tribute to Lorraine Hansberry, who's the author of A Raisin in the Sun, who was the first Black author to have a play on Broadway. And there's this long,
long history to that phrase and to celebrating accomplishments and making them more visible. And the world is so frequently hard and unfair that I love to stand up and cheer when it's like, a thing went right. A legacy landed in a place where some people got to do some really excellent work and then shout about it on a world stage. And it doesn't always go like that. So it makes me really excited. And it, like, broadcasting that piece of history to so many people who have a chance to run and find that out, that's wonderful. It was awesome.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.